Recorded Books presents Apprentice Father by Irene Hannon. Narrated by Therese Plummer. Prologue. A ringing phone in the middle of the night was never a positive sign. Struggling to kickstart his sleep-fogged brain, Clay Adams groped for the cell on his nightstand and squinted at the screen. 3 o'clock. Not good. Pulse picking up, he pressed talk and put the phone to his ear.
Hello? Clay Adams? Yes? This is Lieutenant Butler with the Omaha, Nebraska Police Department. You have a sister, Ann Montgomery?
Clay jerked upright, his hand tightening on the phone as he swung his legs to the floor.
Yes. I'm very sorry to inform you that she was fatally injured tonight in a domestic violence incident.
Shock rippled through him as he tried to process the man's words. Failed. Anne had been fine 3 days ago when she'd called to tell him she was finally leaving her abusive husband. Tomorrow, after work, he was making the drive from Washington, Missouri to Omaha to pick up her and the kids. She couldn't be dead.
Sir?
Clay swallowed past the lump in his throat.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry to give you such bad news. We notified Clayton Adams in Iowa as well, but he's ill and unable to assist with any arrangements.
That was news, but who cared if his old man was sick? Thanks to the pressure he'd exerted on her, Anne had stayed in a dangerous marriage. Now, she was dead. A wave of nausea swept over him and he squeezed his eyes shut, but that didn't obliterate the terrible reality. Anne was gone.
What happened?
Somehow he managed to choke out the question. The sound of shuffling papers came over the line.
According to the report, it appears she died from a blow to the head. The autopsy will confirm that.
Rage bubbled up inside him, moving from simmering to boiling at light speed.
I hope you lock up that monster and throw away the key. Unfortunately, the suspect had disappeared by the time we arrived.
What?
You mean he's gone? For the moment, but we'll find him. We've issued a BOLO alert on his car. Did my sister call this in before she died? No. From what we've been able to gather, the suspect locked the children in a bedroom when the dispute began. One of them climbed out a window and ran next door for help. The neighbors called the police.
Clay forced himself to switch mental gears, to focus on Josh and Emily.
Are the kids okay? Physically, yes. But as you'd expect, they're traumatized. A friend of Mrs. Montgomery's is watching them until family arrives.
Meaning him. There was no one else. Wiping a hand down his face, Clay tried to think. The construction project he'd been sent to Washington to oversee was in the critical startup phase, and a late February snow had already put them behind schedule in the 2 weeks he'd been on site. His boss in Chicago wouldn't be thrilled about him taking time off. Tough. Family came first.
I can be there by noon tomorrow. I'll pass that on to Mrs. Montgomery's friend. Let me give you her name and address. Hang on a sec.
Clay flipped on the light and fumbled in the drawer of his nightstand for a pencil and paper, jotting the information down in a shaky script that bore no resemblance to his usual penmanship.
Give us a call once you arrive.
A squeak sounded over the line as if the lieutenant had leaned back in his chair.
There will be paperwork to fill out. Is there anything else we can do for you in the meantime? Find my sister's husband. We intend to. And if it's any comfort, your sister's friend told us she would notify their pastor and that all of you would be remembered in the prayers of the congregation.
With an effort, Clay bit back the disparaging comment that sprang to his lips. Instead of giving voice to it, he thanked the officer, hung up, and took several long, slow breaths as a wave of bitterness washed over him. He didn't need prayers. What good did they do? Anne had prayed, yet God had been absent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?